the Those Two Girls catch up.
Oh, shit, Mum.
What's happened? Oh. This is a very early time to be getting a text message from your mother.
It's never too early to get a text message from Mum. She knows I'm awake, Sarah.
Yeah,
gives her permission to permeate my life.
We'll come back after the podcast with Lisa's text message from her mum.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Good morning.
A special good morning to the driver of an Audi who ended up in a spot of bother yesterday morning at Harris Farm in Bondi after he mistook the... He mistook the pedestrian entrance for a flight of stairs. No, sorry.
No,
he mistook the pedestrian entrance for the entrance to the car park, and it was a flight of stairs, right?
Yeah, so it looked like a down ramp,
exactly,
essentially,
right.
But it was a big flight of stairs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there are photos on the net of this beautiful black SUV Audi just hanging precariously down about 7 stairs. And what I imagine happened to this poor driver as he or she alighted from the driver's seat is what went through their minds before they just thought, stuff it, I'll just leave it here and run away.
So embarrassing. So embarrassing. I feel it's the same as like when, I feel you'd be that type of person, Sarah,
what?
That's like trying to do like a parallel park or a reverse park and then people start watching.
No.
And then you bail.
No.
And you're like, you do it, you do it.
No, no, never.
That's
I would never
happened.
Run away from my issues. I'd be that driver standing there on the phone to RACV saying, guys, this is what I've done. Come and get me. In fact, something similar happened to my sister recently. She had gone to pick up a cupboard that she bought secondhand.
Yeah.
And she had her baby with her, and in the person's car park, it had one of those like retaining wall kind of drop off things from the car park. And instead of reversing, accelerated.
And her front wheels went over.
And then you're stuck, right?
Yeah.
And that's exactly
yeah.
what has happened to this person.
Harris Farm is nice.
Also,
well, it's nicer when it doesn't have an Audi parked on the steps.
I don't want to generalise, but was this person quite elderly?
Nobody knows. The
no
driver
one's
was not around.
In Bondi.
I
except for the people who swim in the middle of winter. They're elderly.
And the people who own property there.
They're very elderly.
So everyone.
Yeah, a lot of people are elderly.
Wow.
Look, this is kind of old news now, but I feel like I need to debrief it with you because for some reason we didn't chat about it yesterday. In the most unsurprising news of the year to date, bloody Miley Cyrus and what's-her-face husband boyfriend Liam... Liam Hemsworth. She should have married Liam Neeson. Actually, Liam Neeson wouldn't have had her. I'll tell you that much. Anyway.
Wow.
Holy moly. Who got out of the wrong side of the bed this
anyway,
morning?
In unsurprising news, after 12 months of marriage, they're done.
It's actually
they're
7
parting.
Months, I think.
7?
7 months. So quick.
So quick. And they've released a statement saying... that they're ever evolving, they're changing it as partners and individuals. They've decided that it's what's best so they can focus on themselves and their careers. This is the clincher. They still remain dedicated parents to all of their animals they share while lovingly taking this time apart. Now,
God, just about kills me.
Forget that she's pashed a chick on a yacht. He knows that she not. Yeah.
What?
Yes, that's how it was. Like, he knew that she dabbled
she
across.
She's quite amorous.
She's quite amorous and she doesn't discriminate.
And he didn't like that?
Well, look.
I mean, who knows? Look, the fact that they've broken up is one thing. Relationships break down. But for God's sake, you are not parents. To animals, okay? You are parents to humans, okay? When you're a human, you're a parent to another human. This whole parents to animals thing, I know there are people out there who are turning down the radio right now as I speak. This kind of information makes me actually question if I've ever loved a living creature enough.
I feel to because I know your position on this.
Myself as a pet. I just like you can be a wonderful pet owner. Pets are such an important part of people's families and lives. But saying
I feel
you're
like
a pet.
Saying fur baby around Sarah is fraught with danger. Is that's what I'd say to anybody listening. If you ever cross Sarah in the street and you, you know, she asks you about your life and whether or not you have children, and you dare say that you have a fur baby, she may scratch
well,
your eyes out.
The funny thing was I actually messaged one of my friends who, oh God, I swear to God, if I die, I want to come back as one of her pets because they just live the life of Riley. And I said to her, do you like the term fur baby or fur parent or saying you're a parent of animals? And she just wrote back fur baby with a tick. And I said, but doesn't that word drive you bonkers or is it just me? And she wrote back, nah, you're just an angry old lady. It's great.
But I do question, like, what happened to you to make you hate animals?
I don't hate animals.
But you don't love them either.
We have had dogs and pets that are wonderful.
Did you ever love them?
Yes.
How much did you love them?
Not enough to call them to pretend I was their parent.
But did you love them? Like when they passed away over the Rainbow Bridge?
Yes. Yes, I've cried.
Have you cried over an animal?
Absolutely, I've cried over an animal.
That's something. Have you missed an animal? Have you like longed for an animal? Like they've gone and then you just think about them and you look at photos or you just remember moments with animals?
No. Cool. Once they're dead, they're dead.
So true. Pretty
you
deep
know,
as well.
That jacket that you're wearing has fur around the collar. Is that the way
I
you
mean,
love your animal?
It does remind me of a fantastic German shepherd that Mum and Dad had. But, okay, I'll turn the tides on you.
What?
You've got a dog.
Yes, Minnie, I love you.
Okay, but would you ever say your Minnie...
Mummy loves you. Mummy loves you, Minnie. Minnie, do you listen to the radio? Mummy's voice. I am your parent.
Stop it. Would you ever say to somebody...
Mummy loves you.
...that you're Minnie's parent?
Sometimes I talk to her like
we need a call here. It's those two
Mommy
girls.
Love you.
Good morning.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Rapper Cardi B has made me question who I am as a person after she came out swinging with a tweet slamming people who keep their tomato sauce in the fridge.
Oh, this is like an age-old debate.
Okay, but yes. I love what she said. She said, people who put their ketchup in the fridge are not to be trusted. Like, imagine a cold-ass ketchup on your effing eggs. That really pings me the fridge off. Okay, so she's angry about sauce being kept in the fridge. It's the only place I keep a sauce.
I keep sauce in the fridge too.
As do
okay,
I.
Great. You and I are like one. But then yesterday, Choice, okay? Australia Consumer.
Oh, yes, the consumer group.
Group Choice yes. revealed a list of 8 foods that should not be kept in the fridge. And I thought, right,
I reckon
here we
I
go.
Can get a few.
Okay.
I know, okay. Can you test me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say... I know for a fact...
Because some surprised me.
I know for a fact that chocolate shouldn't be kept in the fridge because it changes... It you know how it turns white when you put it in the fridge and then it affects the flavour. It
that
changes,
must be for
it
people
dulls.
Who keep chocolate in the fridge for long periods of time because that never happens in my house.
Yeah, but it changes the flavour of it.
Okay.
It dulls the flavour.
Right. So well, that's not on the list.
What?
It's not on the list.
Choice don't know what they're talking about. Bread?
Yes. Bread is on the list.
Bread
should not be kept in the fridge, and that surprised me.
Because, well,
can we discuss freezing bread? Yay or nay?
Yes, I'm yay on the freezing. Absolutely, but I don't keep bread in the fridge. Once the loaf is out of the freezer, it stands by the sofa. I mean, what?
Sorry, what?
Do you need cushions?
I'm in freezer. Oh my God, am I revealing
so
that
she
I
goes
eat
to
bread on the
she
sofa?
She goes to like Baker's Delight and is like, hi there. I'd like a really plump sourdough just for the couch.
Sorry.
Just, gotta watch The Bachelor tonight. I want to be comfortable.
You're a bit tired this
near
morning.
The sofa. What?
No, near. Okay.
I'm just saying. What the hell is wrong with me? Freezer! No! Toaster! Holy crap! Sarah, I don't feel well. Why am I saying words that I do? Sarah, test me.
This happened
I'm scared.
To me once and I went to hospital. They thought I was having a mini stroke.
That's why I'm getting scared.
Are you all right? Okay. Do
just
I persist? I'll just
the
tell
list.
You. Okay. Tomatoes shouldn't be kept in the fridge.
What?
Yes.
Okay. Why? Does it
soggify? Because it changes
them?
The flavour of
soggify.
Them. Okay. That's also not a word. For God's sake, I'm getting my GP on speed dial. Coffee, not that I keep it in the fridge, but some people do.
Oh, mum and dad keep like real coffee grounds in the fridge.
Shouldn't happen. No. Again, changes the flavour. Warm leftovers should never be put in the fridge
that's
because
revolting.
It changes As the. If- temperature of the fridge.
But you have to put it in the fridge eventually.
Well, I think you have to wait until it's like
until
room
it
temperature.
Yeah, yeah, cool it, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Honey and peanut butter, that's a no-brainer. Why the hell would you put those in the fridge?
Well, you put those near the sofa.
And root vegetables, so potato and sweet potato.
Yeah, I never put those in the fridge, ever. Onion, garlic, sweet potato, potato, never in the fridge.
Well, milk should never be in the fridge door.
Isn't that where you're meant to put it? What?
No. This is
do you okay. lay it down?
Milk should never be in the fridge door because that is a warmer part of the fridge. And as it gets opened and
what
shut,
are you meant to be
but
putting?
Butter and cheese are fine in the fridge door. I'm telling you, this has rocked my world. Rocked wow. my world.
We're going to get Lise to a hospital and we'll be back after this. It's those two girls.
Have a lie down, pet. I've got a nice loaf of tiger bread here for you.
A few weeks ago, our beautiful listeners will remember that Sarah made a really embarrassing declaration mm-hmm. that she had a friendship crush on Bindi Irwin.
I'm not
okay?
embarrassed about it. I'm
daughter,
not embarrassed at all. I'm proud. I'm
daughter,
proud of who I choose to hang with, even though she doesn't choose to hang with me yet.
Well, that's the thing. You said that you believe in your heart of hearts, like a true stalker, that if she were to meet you, she would want to be your friend and
yes.
she would invite you into the Irwins inner circle.
Yes. Yes. And I know people are like, oh, Sarah, you're famous.
Oh! Just-
Who says that to you? Who says that, Sarah?
She says it to herself when she looks at herself in the mirror and has pretend monologue
you're
dialogue.
Famous. You're famous. You're famous.
It's written in red lipstick on her mirror.
No, what I meant was people like, just go straight to the PR department at Australia Zoo, right? But I don't want that. I want an authentic connection to Bindi. We've put feelers out.
We've put
so
feelers
far,
out.
Zip, nada, nothing.
No,
zilch.
No, we've had several listeners say, contact this person. Remember we chatted to the
yes,
girl
I know.
In Paris. Newcastle? Was that Newcastle?
Darling Downs.
Toowoomba. Darling Downs, Toowoomba.
Okay.
Wow. That was yesterday.
I mean,
a
Lise,
memorable
Lise Carlo, so antipodean.
It's one of Sarah's favourite words.
I
just
love that
roll
word.
With
I actually
it.
Do love that
just
word.
Actually
antipodean,
roll with it.
Right? And I bet it's one of Bindi's favourite words too, okay? But
well, we'll
news,
never find out, will
the
we?
The news has come out.
Yes, so where are we in this instalment of getting you to Bindi is what I'm trying to
well,
say.
Well, I've already upped the ante on myself because it's come out that she and her fiancé Chandler could very well be televising the nuptials, okay? They could be filming their wedding. There's a
who
battle
cares?
Around television
no,
networks to
care.
Syndicate it globally. What do you mean, who cares?
Hold on.
People have watched this beautiful little innocent girl grow up from a child into a magnificent, smart woman.
So, because she is like royalty in Australia, and the only weddings that are televised are royal weddings.
I'd say it could be bigger than the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Do you want to try and go? Is that where
she
well,
wants to
now,
go?
Well, now, as somebody in the media, oh. admittedly not in a prime time slot, but perhaps I could get a media pass and wheedle my way in to the wedding party.
Is that enough for you? Just a media pass to
so
the wedding?
So you want to get into the... Do we have a date for this wedding?
No. No, they're keeping
that
under
wraps. They just
got
engaged.
Yeah, well, they can turn it around quickly. So we're going to say, like, what, 2020, right? It's going to
sure.
be
for sure.
2020. So
they're putting photos up of them holding hands with Bindi's ring visible with a crocodile. Crocodile's hand. Crocodile's paw. So crocodile paw, Chandler's hand, Bindi's hand.
That's too much.
I think it's perfect.
It's a lot.
I think it's going to be at Australia Zoo.
Okay.
They
in
want
the
to
Crocoseum.
Be...
They're
going to be surrounded by the animals that they love. And I'm going to be there. You mark my bloody
Well, you
words.
Know what I'm going to send Bindi? I'm going to send her that break that
Mace?
We just did about how you hate animals. And that you would never understand.
Well, Bindi understands biology and she would never say she's the parent of an animal either.
Well, actually, I wonder if we could dig up. I bet you she probably has said something similar.
That is a task for
would
another
that be
day.
A deal, would that be a deal breaker for you if we find evidence that Bindi has said her animals are like her children? Is the friendship over?
No, because you say that about your dog, and yet I put up with you.
Mummy loves you. Those two girls. What a lovely surprise it was, Sarah, when I opened up the newspaper and saw myself staring back at myself. There I was in the social pages. Now, you and I don't get out much at all.
Well, no, and I was so worried when the photographer said, we'll just take individual photos of you both, please. And I thought, oh,
it's coming. Here it comes.
Here we go. This is Lisa's time to shine. And it was.
No, I don't. Look, there's a section in the paper called Look of the Week. Okay? It's very, very, very cutting-edge journalism. And I was selected as Look of the Week when we attended an event, and I was wearing a blue knit top with red cameras on it. Quirky, cute.
It was a very cool outfit.
And the pants, for those of you listening, I know we have a lot of tradies listening. The pants are called palazzo pants, guys. And they're like a wide-legged, flowy pant.
Sheet. So... when you
it's not
walk,
a sheet,
but
Sarah.
When you walk, like curtains, right? So when you walk, it's like the breeze flows through
there's
your legs, and there's a lot of movement, and it looks very, very chic.
Well, the outfit, I believe, in real life looked great, but when I saw it in print, in photographic evidence, I thought, oh my God, I look like an overgrown toddler. It's true. I can say that about myself. I appreciate that they still chose me as Look of the Week, but I see that and I say, that's a big baby.
I did
that
wonder.
Looks like a big baby with a nappy on.
Lise took a screenshot of herself in the paper and sent it to me. Great little article alongside it where they asked, you know, who's a celebrity you get told you look like?
We'll and put Lise it up
replied,
on Instagram.
Dora the Explorer. Okay.
I'll put it up on Instagram for you guys, at Lise and Sarah.
Lise sent me the picture and she just said, I'm going to burn these pants.
I'm setting fire to them, I think. I've just been waiting a few days for feedback to come rolling in, and I will wait for our listeners to weigh in as well, at Lise and Sarah. But I feel I need to set fire to them ASAP because I started getting messages from friends and family. And I love how the people in my life do know how to take me down a peg or two. That's, you know, that's when you know you're surrounded by good people. So my sister messaged and she said, saw you in the paper. And I said, how's about the pants? I don't know about them now. Her response, yep, don't give them to the salvos. That would be cruel. Gray said, that's her husband. Gray said you could hang them as curtains in the laundry. And then another girlfriend... said to me, I agree with the giant toddler thing, but you still look stunning. Double-edged.
Stunning toddler.
You did pull them up to directly under your buzzy.
Sarah,
for the
they're
photo
meant to be high-waisted.
Yeah, but I think they were high. They look better at Irrel in real life.
I'm never wearing them again.
No.
I hope they're highly flammable.
I like them. I think you're being dramatic. See what people say on Instagram.
Oh, God. Be kind, guys. This is the Those
Two Girls Catch Up. Welcome back, everyone.
What is that? What's wrong?
My uncle's... I hope he's not listening, but my uncle's turning 50 in September. Mm. We're having a big shindig for him. He knows that much.
Yeah, he's a great uncle.
He's a great uncle. Love him very much. But part of it...
As in, like... another generation above?
No, he's only 12 years.
He's only 12 years older than I am. Anyway, we're preparing a little like skit.
What?
Right.
You know. And
about him.
Yeah. And Mum's hitting me up for my contribution to the skit. I don't want to contribute.
I mean, skits in general aren't that great.
Well, that's what I've said to the family. I said, I think we're making a big mistake here. Anyway.
Anyway.
That was a bit of a false crescendo, wasn't it?
Quite the false crescendo. I want to go back to the Bindi Irwin chat, to be honest.
Well, do you think there's something in it?
Look, I think if anybody can do it, you can. But you're going to have to start working away at it soon, Sarah. You need to... failure to prepare is preparation to...
You've been in a situation all week this week. Have you been getting enough sleep?
No! Is preparation to fail. So we don't know when she's getting hitched. So you need
just
to start
then, you sounded
now.
Like one of those transcriber preparation. Like a
but
Google
do you know what
translate.
I mean? Because so Aaron, she's a last-minute person. Mm. And then next year, 2020, Bindi's about to get hitched and she'll be like, why didn't you get me a media pass, Aaron?
No, no.
So it starts now. It
know,
begins
but the
with
thing
you.
Is, when you're that, when you're a person like me, you surround yourself by can-do people, okay? That's why I'm in business
but
with you, Lee.
Sarah.
Aaron, that's why you sit across from the desk from me every morning.
Sarah.
And produce our
you,
show.
You, so you sit across from me, not me sit across from
who's
you.
Who's the dummy now?
Sarah,
I'm the smart
you
one
have
here.
Not surrounded yourself to date with people who have gotten you remotely close to Bindi Irwin. So how do you plan to change that?
I am going to DM her.
Can you please?
Is that it?
Yes. I realised I haven't actually done that yet.
You have to find who her publicist is.
If I just say, Bindi, I want to be your best friend.
No, that's terrifying.
That is a bit terrifying from a 37-year-old woman.
38.
Then my apologies.
Even terrifying.
Even more terrifying. Basically 40.
I'm not afraid of turning 40 at all. Some people get so antsy about their age, but not me, not old Sarah.
No. She's already there in her head.
No.
Oh, old Sarah.
Old Sarah. No.
It's like getting a geyser. Older.
Getting older is a privilege.
It is a privilege. We know that. Well, also, what are we doing for our 40th segue?
Well, yours is closer than mine.
I know.
Back on the podcast tomorrow.
Who feels like schnitzel? Imagine a breakfast of schnitzel.
That sounds like schnit. Boom.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.